Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
People try to, you know, they basically try to save their lives. And we personally know friends of ours who just wouldn't leave, for example. Like, why? The flood doesn't mean anything. It's your life that's important. Mm. And they will say, but look, my old mother is here. How am I going to leave her? She's like, she can't walk. So many people just didn't leave for this reason. Yeah. Because they have someone disabled there, or they have an old mother or father. A lot of people didn't leave because of that exact reason.
What did you bring besides the mattresses and the hamster? Did you manage to bring many clothes, or was it just let's go and we'll think about that later on?
No, I did. I did take clothes. I opened this suitcase and I stuffed everything that I could in there, and I took documents, obviously, like our passports, and because I was a little bit prepared. Everybody had a feeling that this was going to happen. Mm. Nobody believed it until the last minute, but people had a feeling because there was a lot of Russian military build up at the border. So I kept telling my wife, you know, like, look, something is not right here. Something is going to happen. But she just wouldn't take it. She said, no, that wouldn't be possible. Why? Mm. So I prepared the documents beforehand, a few days beforehand, and I had basically my bag half packed just in case, you know.
You packed up the car, Radion, and you went with the two children to meet your wife, who was in another part of Ukraine because her mother had just died. And
yeah,
you met her. Where did you go then, and how long was the journey?
So I drove with my children. I drove for a few days to the other side of the country. And at the same time, I got in touch with her, and she got in the car with her father, and they drove. So we met at the border with Romania in a few days. We went through numerous checkpoints, and basically there was army personnel everywhere. But in the end, she made it. I was afraid that she wouldn't, because the part where she was, it's very close to Russian border, and there was a lot of Russian soldiers going around the city. But fortunately, she made it, and we met up in a few days at the border.
Did the children know what was happening? Because they must have been scared.
When I wake up and look in the window, because we have a large military airport nearby, and there was fireballs. The Russians were bombing it, and the children woke up. They can hear the explosions and everything. They weren't scared as such, but I told them, you know, just get into the bathroom, because the bathroom is kind of in the middle of the flat. We took mattresses, and I gave them mattresses. I gave them to watch. They were watching like phone. They were watching their phones, but I could see in their eyes that they can fear it, especially when the explosion was going on and the windows were shattering. The building was literally shattering. And I only find out after that my daughter told me, Daddy, I was so scared. And even my son, 7 years old, they said, look, I was scared. They were, initially I thought they're not feeling it because they're kids, but they did feel it, and they did have, they were scared. My daughter actually, when we were driving, she was sitting in the back. And when I looked at my car later on, there was like this little bite at the back, and I couldn't understand why is my seat bitten. Mm. And then she told me later, Daddy, I was so scared I was biting the seat of my teeth, you know.
Oh, so
I guess it was very stressful for them as well, yeah.
And also missing their mother as well, who you hadn't met yet. You know, they were probably worried about their mother's safety as well until you managed to meet her. When you were driving then, you met your wife. Where did you go then in the car? And did you even know where you were going to?
We were just driving,
driving
to
away.
Safety. But, because I was guessing, you know, because they're coming from the Russian side. If we make it to the other side, to the western, we will be more safer. We didn't have a destination in mind at that time. The main goal was to meet up with my wife, and be together.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative funded by Cumhuisiú na mBian with the television license fee.